This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and China have reached an agreement on patrolling arrangements along the line of actual control LAC in eastern Ladakh. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, "This agreement can lead to disengagement and resolution of tension that began in 2020. He said elaborate discussion between both the sides resulted in agreement on patrolling arrangements along the border areas. Mr. Misri added that India has been in discussion with Chinese interlocutors at various levels. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Russia tomorrow to attend the 16th BRICS summit in the city of Kazan. Mr. Modi is visiting Russia at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The theme of the two-day summit is strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security." Briefing reporters in New Delhi on the Prime Minister's visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that on the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister is expected to attend few bilateral meetings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remarked that clean energy is the need of the hour. Responding to a post on social media by Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri, Mr. Modi added that the government's commitment to a better tomorrow was paramount and reflected in the work. Mr. Puri had said that India is powering progress, driving clean energy and transforming lives under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi. He said between 2014 to 2024, India has cut 544 lakh metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today interacted with members of parliaments from Australia and Germany in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar informed that during the meeting, they exchanged views on foreign direct investment, technology, supply chains, maritime security, the Indo-Pacific and Ukraine. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia launched the eShram one-stop solution for unorganised workers in New Delhi today. Speaking at the event, the minister emphasised the growing trust of workers in the eShram portal and said that every day around 60 to 90,000 workers are joining the platform. Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana has reached a remarkable milestone by achieving sales worth 1,000 crore rupees this month. Chemicals and Fertilizers Ministry said this achievement highlights the growing trust and reliance of the people on affordable and quality medicines. The ministry said in the last 10 years there has been a growth of more than 170 times in number of kendras. The National Democratic Alliance NDA member parties, the Janata Dal United, JDU and Chirag Paswan led Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas, LGPR today released the names of party candidates for the Jharkhand Assembly polls. The executive president of JDU, Sanjay Kumar Jha, said Shariu Rai will contest from Jamshedpur West, while Raja Pitar will be the candidate from the Tamar Assembly constituency. On the other hand, LGPR has given a ticket to Janardhan Paswan from Chatra seat. In these three constituencies, voting will be held in the first phase of polling on 13th of November. Under the seat-sharing arrangement of the NDA, two seats were given to JDU, while one seat to LGPR. Police Commemoration Day has been observed today to honour the bravery and sacrifice of the country's police personnel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his message on the day praised the unwavering dedication of police personnel to ensure the safety of the people. Home Minister Amit Shah laid a wreath at the National Police Memorial in New Delhi this morning. The severe cyclonic storm Dana is expected to make a landfall between Odisha's Puri and West Bengal's Sagar Island on the intervening night of Thursday and Friday with a wind speed of about 120 km per hour. The Indian Meteorological Department IMD in its latest cyclone bulletin has said the well-marked low-pressure area over east-central Bay of Bengal will intensify into a depression by tomorrow morning and then become a cyclonic storm by Wednesday over east-central Bay of Bengal. The IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in most coastal districts and some interior areas of Odisha from Wednesday to Friday. UN Cabinet Secretary Dr. T.V. Somanathan today chaired a meeting of National Crisis Management Committee to review preparedness for the impending cyclone in the Bay of Bengal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.